Okay, so we're continuing here in the Sefer Tamar Torah. We'll try to do things in a way which is going to be, I think, engaging and important. Let me begin, I guess, as follows. We spoke last time about how the Moshe Cordovero is speaking a lot. Is going to speak a lot about the idea of, on the one hand, v'halacha b'drachav, of being the kind of person that lives a life that is inspired by the way the Ribbono Shel Olam interacts in this world. That's a lot of what we have to do. We quoted last time that's a mitzvah d'oraisa according to the Rambam. Rambam records that in Hilchos Deos, it's Shita also the Sefer Achinach. We pointed out last time that Moshe Cordovero, interestingly enough, begins not by quoting and referring this as a mitzvah, but rather by beginning and referring this as ra'oi. We wondered last time, why, if it's a mitzvah, does he say ra'oi? So we saw two pshatim. One pshat that comes from Reb Chaskel Sarna, the Shiva of Chevron, is that the pshat is that it's not just a mitzvah, it's that like this is appropriate for who we're supposed to be. This is something which is ra'oi, something which is appropriate for who we want to be. We spoke last time about the shlacha. There was a shlacha, a different pshat, that there's two levels of the mitzvah of halacha b'drachah. One level of the mitzvah of halacha b'drachah is in order to, is a chiyav, to interact and to be the kind of person based on the revealed midos of Hashem, Chazal identifying the Gemara in Sota and the Gemara in Shabbos. Moshe Cordovero is telling us that if you dig a little bit deeper, one can find more subtle and more nuanced midos of Ribbono Shel Olam, and those may not be part of the chiyav of halacha b'drachah, but they're certainly part of what's ro'oi midid halacha b'drachah. Moshe Cordovero here introduces a very, very important chiddush. Last time he spoke on the first couple ideas, he says as follows. This is in Perek Rishon. Adam ra'i shi'id milakono. It's important that a person be similar to Ribbono Shel Olam, be like Ribbono Shel Olam as far as how they interact with this world. V'az yihya b'sod hatsura ha'alyona. And then he'll be, these are three loaded terms, b'sod hatsura ha'alyona, tselem udmus. Let's keep on going a little bit. She'ilu yiduma begufo velo bepeulo, it's why you machziv hatsura. V'yomru alav tsura na umasim karan shereik ikir hatzelem v'dumus ha'alyon hein peulosav u'mayoel lo heyosav ketsura ha'alyona dumus tavnes evaru peulos lo yid melakona. Says Moshe Cordovero as follows, it's a very, very important yisod. We're told in Sefer Bereishis that we are created b'tzelem Elokim. And the reason why it's important that we have, says Moshe Cordovero, certain kinds of midos, a certain kind of interactions in the Sefer, which is referred to by some Bali Musar as a Shulchan Aruch of midos. We quoted last week, the reason why that's so is that we're created b'tzelem Elokim. And the more that we act in a certain kind of way, the more we tap into and we maximize that potential, that gift that is that we are created B'Tselem Elokim. Says in Moshe Cordovero as follows. The fact that you're created B'Tselem Elokim means on some level that you have a variety of, that you have a certain potential. It means that you have certain kochos and that you have certain gifts. It means that you have the right or the capacity to accomplish certain things. But if a person does not take advantage of those gifts, if a person does not interact and use those gifts effectively and well, then you are harehu machzif hatzura. The Yom Ruhalav, people will say, you have a good surah, you have a certain potential, a certain capacity, but ma'isim, you've terrible, terrible ma'isim. Because the Iker Tzelem Elokim is not just that you have a capacity to do certain things that we as humans, we as men, have a certain gift and a certain ability to do things, but rather it's that we actually, that we maximize them, and that we use them, and that we use them in a way which can be productive and well. This is a yesod, which I think is very, very important. They point out here, in the footnotes, Valachta Bidrachav, they point out here that the Ramchal in the Sefer Adir Bimarom, that the Ramchal in the Sefer there quotes a very similar idea. The Ramchal points out, let me see if I can find it quickly. If not, I just won't. That the Ramchal writes, it's quoted in the Sefer Lekutim, the Sefer Adir Bimarom, that Ha'adam Nivra Kvar B'Tzelem Elokim, that the man's created B'Tzelem Elokim. But you know, but the most you can show mal, and a certain parallel between us and what happens above. Bim kolzeh einenu shalem lehidmos leelyon leidamos leelyon legamre ach yashimenu b'maisem hatovim. Who inyan hamitzvah same taryag says the Ramchal in a sefer adir b'marom that we're created b'tzel melakim, but we're not fully actualized. We don't fully have that potential until we actually do something. Until we do something with it, wasted tzel melakim, an embarrassing tzel melakim. That's something which is really, really terrible. You find that in two additional places. We'll find out before we elaborate. One is in this week's Parsha. This week's Parsha, we're taught a certain din. Parsha Kisei, V'chiyah b'ish chet mishpat maves, that a person has, is chayev to be killed. So the Torah tells us, lo salin nivlaso al ha'etz, that it's important that a person, that we don't leave that body up overnight. Why? Ki kill us elokim taloi, because it's kill us elokim. Says Rashi, it's embarrassing for the king that a person who's created with his kind of a tzelem is going to be hanging up there, is going to be there as if, you know, because they were chayav misa if they're there overnight. It's embarrassing for the king. You have a talam elokim, but if the talam elokim is not used properly, it becomes zilzulo shel melech. That becomes something which is not that great at all. I believe, and I don't think they quote this, but there's a Tosefta in Yevamos that it says really mefurash, which is Reb Lezer ben Azaria Omer kol she'eino osik b'piriyah v'ribya. The person does not try and procreate, does not try to bring more people into this world. Hareiz es shofech damim. That person is ki'ilu they committed murder because they had the potential to create life and they didn't. Umivatel es hadamus she'ne'emar ki b'tzelem elokim asa es adam v'yatem peruvu. That a person, part of the gift of Talam Elokim is the gift that we have to be able to create, that we have the ability to be able to create something, and a person who doesn't is mevatel that idea of a demus. In that sense, you have here what is a very, very intriguing sort of an introduction or ha'ara of Moshe Cordovero, which we'd love to elaborate upon a little bit. Okay, so we're created with something called a Talam Elokim. We referenced this in the past. I remember if we did last week, the different Mahalchim and Rishonim and Achronim, what a Talam Elokim even is. Of course, in the past, the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim, the Rambam writes in a couple of places, that Talam Elokim is man's cognitive capacity. The ability to think, that's a gift that we have, that's our Talam Elokim. Meshech Chachma writes, I believe, in Parshas Bereishis, that Talam Elokim is man's capacity to choose well, Bechira Chafshis, that you could choose, that's part of your Talam Elokim. According to Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the same way that Talam Elokim means in the beginning of Nefesh HaChayim, the same way that you can create worlds, Ribbono Shel Olam creates, and it's Machar of Olamos, that us, through our mitzvahs, and through our veiros, have the capacity to build worlds or to destroy worlds. Reb Dessler, very famously in Kunshach Chesed, I believe, talks about Talam Elokim means that God has the ability to give, and we have the ability to give also. And there are other kinds of ideas in Talam Elokim, in the Maharal and others, a bunch of different mahalchim as far as what exactly it means that man is created, b'tzelem elokim. We don't interpret that typically to mean that we have a body that is similar to God's body, because Rambam writes pretty clearly in Hilchos Tshuva that God does not have a body, and that God doesn't have a body, and if you believe God does have a body, that they consider it to be a heretic. Okay, the discussion about that for a different time, derive it is less convinced that you're a heretic. A very important line in the Sefer B'nei Machshavah Tova, the Piyazetz. There's a lot of Torah about this in general, but we assume Talam Elokim means some sort of equality that man has. A lot of this idea we spoke about is based on ideas that are found in Zohar and Tikkuni Zohar. These are ideas that the way that man is formed, so there are certain parallels. So as an example, the Ramchal elaborates, as many of us know, the Chafetz Chaim does also in the Hakdamah to Mishnah Berurah, Chel Gimel, but in a couple of places in the Chafetz Chaim's writings, that every part of our body, every limb, every aver, and every, all of the gidin, all of the sinews in our body, parallel certain mitzvos. What that means is that we have a particular gift. If we maximize that gift, so then what do we become if we maximize that gift? The answer is not just the best version of ourselves, but if we maximize, that's part one thing, but if we maximize this gift of Talam Elokim, the way Moshe Cordovero is describing it, so what we actually become is most like Ribbono Shel Olam, that we have a gift and that we have a parallel. There's Ribbono Shel Olam on high. When we're Mekayim, certain midos, we become more like Ribbono Shel Olam. And the more that we become like Ribbono Shel Olam, the more we become, in many ways, the best version of ourselves. That the way that it says in Tikkuni Zohar, as an example, it's quoted in some of the commentaries, Torah Dvorah, is that different midos correspond to different parts of a person's body. Again, the parallel for that and how that works, Al Pi Torah HaKabbalah, is not for now or for me wildly unqualified. But the Midah of Chesed, as an example, may parallel this right part of your body, the Midah of Gvura, this left part of your body, which is why when people daven, they put their right over their left, the Chesed should come and Chesed should overpower Gvura. I believe that's why Chesed clothing is a little bit different than Nachesed clothing. The Kittel, let's say, that I have, has the right going over the left, as opposed to our shirts, which are the left going over the right. So you can have Chesed going over... You can have Chesed going over Gvura. I remember once talking to a guy who was like deeply, deeply neo-Hasidic. And there was a picture of a real Litvisher Rosh Hashiva. And he was sitting there with his left hand over his right hand. And the guy was like, obviously, you know, of course, that guy wants Gvura overpowering everything. You know, that's what it is. Like, that's who he is, you know, B'Shor Rosh Hashmasa. So there's I maybe wouldn't say Shor Rosh Hashmasa, maybe not, but certainly in a level of his neshama. So what that means is that each part of our body parallels a midah. The more that we are Ba'alei Chesed, the more I've sanctified, you know, this. the more that I learn how to use Gvura appropriately, the more I've sanctified this. And the more that a person is able to use all of those midos, some of them more intellectual and some of them more emotional, some of them having more to do with an act of giving and a certain kind of compassion, the more that you become the ideal version of yourself. The ideal version of yourself, because that's a version which is paralleled. You've maximized your Tzam Elokim. That's paralleling certain ideas that are found above in a certain shaykhus, which is there with Ribbono Shel Olam. There are two implications of this, both of which I think are a little bit, are almost scary. Chafetz Chaim highlights one scary element. We'll say it a little bit differently than he does. What that means is if I'm pretty good in my midos, but there's a couple that I'm missing, so that means that you become spiritually a person who is great in many areas, but may unfortunately be like the equivalent of being spiritually amputated. That a person who's missing something, that you're there's something lacking. Some Bali Musar explain that's pshat in the Isser of Bal Tosif and Bal Tigra. Why is it a problem to add mitzvos or take away mitzvos? Because mitzvos is a very, very precise recipe. It's a very precise recipe that comes from Ribbono Shel Olam, and it helps us become the best version of that. All the mitzvos and all the midos that we have help us become the best version. The Isser of Bal Tigra, of not being Mekayim a mitzvah, assuming that's Pshat and Bal Tigra, Rashba, Turi, Evan, Roshan, and not for now, assuming that that's the verse, or at least lessening one of the mitzvos in a particular way. So what ends up happening as a result is there's something missing from So Turah HaElyona, that you being the best version of yourself, tapped into Ribbono Shel Olam, there's something missing as a result. Why is it a problem of Bal Tosif? What's a problem of adding particular mitzvos? So take the recipe kind of an idea. If the recipe is perfect, and you come along and you say, I think I just want to add sugar here. I just want to add some sugar. So a person that really knows what's going on, that recipe was perfected. People were sitting in the kitchen for days in their, like, you know, research and development scene in that restaurant working on it. You want to add something. If you don't know what you're real, it messes up everything. The Ribbono Shel recipe is perfect. And it's allowing us to be, but so Tzura HaElyona, to become the most complete version of Tzal Melekim. So I want to add things, and it's a Isser of Bal Tosif. So you've just messed up the whole recipe in a certain sense. So there's an idea here of Tzelem Elokim, where a person has the capacity to tap into that. And again, everything is, so Chesed and Gvura are parts of the arms. Teferes is part of this part of my body. Netzach and Hod, part of my legs. Malchus, Chachma, parts of, all these kinds of ideas, whatever they mean, not so critical for us. But what the Moshe Karabera is doing is he's saying, whatever the ideas are in Tosha Kabbalah, and that's not for us right now. The implications of it are very clear. Which is a person's created, and the way we interact with others transforms the kind of person that we could be, the kind of person that we have the capacity, we believe the capacity to be. That we're created with a gift called Tzelem Elokim. It's a very tricky gift. If you use it well, so Tzura HaElyona. If you don't use it well, so then there's not only, like the Tosefta says, or like Rashi says, this is Parsha, that becomes Zilzulo Shel Melechu, She'adam Asrei B'demus Diyukno, the Yisrael, Haim Banav, and this guy is hanging on a, you know, there after he gets killed. That's a Zilzul Shel Melech. Or as the Tosefta said, that when a person can be Mekayim proven, they're not, they're Mevatel Hadamus. And it's interesting, it's Harei Shofei Chadamim, U'Mevatel Hadamus. It's like a very, it's a severe context there, describing the implications of being a person who doesn't maximize that capacity. It's a Mechayiv as far as potential. It's also very scary as far as a person who's not using it the same way. I once saw in the name of the Baal Shem, this is a Torah which is a little bit, it's a little bit, I don't know if it's scary, it's very powerful, at least for me, that they once said over in the name of the Baal Shem, that a person, when he's Nifter, is shown two visions, two versions of himself. One is the version that you were. The other is the version of what you could have been, that best version of self. Said the Baal Shem, apparently, that the moment of seeing that best version of yourself is Gehenna. That the realization of lost potential is so powerful, that's like Gehenna. Does he mean that Alpi, you know, is he getting into discussions and like, Yisod Rishavos Ha'avot, Reishis Chachma, of different Madrigas? He means that there's nothing as powerful, there's nothing as sad and as scary for a person as the realization of lost potential. The realization of lost potential. Because imagine what a person could be and not taking advantage of that. The Torah of Tomer Devorah is beginning in a little bit of a scary way, but setting the stage for a very empowering way. That a person's created B'Tzelem Elokim, and a person who uses that well has the capacity to become unfathomably impressive. They can maximize, they could become the best version of themselves. But if you don't use that, if you don't use that, so then a person is machzav esatzura. What's the goal of the sefer Tomer Dvora? Is to tell you how to do that, to give you enough skills and enough insight to be able to understand what that is. It isn't only scary, it's also a source of enormous chizak. The source of enormous chizak, knowing what a person could be. I'm very fond of a vort that Rav Isaacson, Rosh Yeshiva of Mivaseret, says over sometimes. It's an amazing Torah that we know the Gemara tells the Masech HaSota that Yosef is about to sin. We're going to talk about the sin with Eishes Potiphar. And Yosef looks and he sees the Must Yukno Shel Aviv. He sees an image of his father, an image of his father, and then he stops sinning. So Isaacson had a very, very intriguing read of that Gemara. What pshat that he saw the Must Yukno Shel Aviv, and why exactly was that so transformative for Yosef? The point there of Isaacson, because and it looks in some place like he was even looking like at a window in certain places in Chazal. He was looking at something. So the Isaacson suggested that Chazal tell us that Yosef looked like Yaakov, that Yosef looked like Yaakov. And he was suggesting that what Yosef saw in the Musti Yukno Shel Aviv wasn't just his father, it was the best version of what he could look like. It was the best version of what he potentially could be. And when you see an image of the best version of what you could be, that's an enormous source of chizak. Meaning, when it's the end of your life in the Baal Shem world, when it's the end of your life, so that's terrible. You see what I could be and you're not, that's very scary. But in your life, to see that best version of yourself, that becomes very helpful. That's why the Piazetzner writes in Tzavazeres, in a spiritual diary, the Piazetzner writes, that's why, in Tzavazeres, I believe, that's why the Piazetzner writes that one of the most valuable things a person could do in the process of tshuva, we're sitting here in Elul, is to envision what's the best version that you could look like 1 year from now. What's the best version of yourself you could look like? Here we don't mean the way you physically could look, although maybe that would help with certain like weight loss plans or certain, you know, envisioning, you know, what that could be. But certainly as spiritually, as a person that's more sensitive, a person that's cultivated certain midos, what could you look like a year from now? Says the Piazetzner, if you conjure up that image, he was a big believer in the koach of imagination. If you conjure up that image, that can be a source of enormous chizak. That's our version of a Dvus Diyok Nashal Aviv. That's our version of a what we could be. So the Moshe Kordever is setting up, this is what we want to do. The more that you cultivate certain midos, the more that you're tapping into and matching the Talmud Kim, the more you become the best version of yourself. The less that you do so, then your maxim is Latsura. Then that becomes something which can be very, very scary. But our goal is to tap into that. So he's not just like, then you have a Musra Shmooze where the person gives a shmooze and it's like, don't waste your potential, period. And you're like, okay. So what he's going to do is write a sefer about how you maximize that potential. What are those midos that Ribbono Shalom has, and how do I model my own life after, and how do I model my interactions with others in that kind of way? So hopefully that can be very, very productive. And in that say, they won't say about us, Zilzulo Shel Melech, look, he's there, but they'll be able to say, you know, here's a person that is that kind of a model, that you see an aura, you see a certain light on their face, that we're able to tap into something to become, again, the best versions of what we are able to be. Maximize your talent. Kim, have a wonderful rest of your day.